Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. I'm not hearing any sound. Huh. Strange. Okay, folks, bear with me. I'll be right back in a quick few seconds. I don't know what happened here, but we'll be right back. Well, folks, I don't know what's going on. If you can hear me, I don't know why I'm not even coming up my music or anything on Blog Talk Radio. This is strange. I don't know what's happening here. I've never had this happen to me before. Okay, well, huh, that's just strange. So you're probably not hearing me. I'll tell you what, I'm going to close out the show and see if it'll enable me to come back in again. So bear with me. I'm so sorry. It's not me. It's Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time for you to bring your own brilliance.
Hello, Brenda? Shaw?
Hello? Yes.
Do you hear me?
I can't know.
I don't know what... Okay, I had to go in and out three times. I don't know what happened here on Blog Talk Radio. Lydia had a problem yesterday, too. Okay,
yeah, I can't
hear
anything.
You can't hear you hear me now, though, right?
I mean, I hear you, but I didn't hear anything beforehand, and I had to call in three times.
Yeah, see? Me too. I had to go in and out three times. Okay. Well, folks, if you're still with us, I do apologize. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk Radio. Believe me, it is not us. It's their technical problem. But anyway, we will continue on with the show anyway. One monkey don't stop no show, right? Okay. So, entertainment news. Today is entertainment news, news of the weird, sports, and today's show is Hot Topics. And on Hot Topics, we're going to be discussing about the Seahawks, Sherman and Mall shooting, Justin Berber. Tonight is also the Grammy Awards, and we'll be talking about cybersecurity. So with that, let's start off with entertainment news. Well, plans are in the works for a movie based on the life of Whitney Houston. The Houston family wants control of the movie, including casting. Sissy would like former American Idol champion Jordan Sparks to portray her daughter Whitney. Clive Davis, Houston's mentor and former label chief for many years, is heading up the project, but he is looking at controversial singer Rihanna or actress Megan Good to star in the movie. My choice would be Eve. I think Eve looks just like Whitney Houston. But anyway, Bobby Chris is siding with Clive Davis, and she is fighting with her grandmother and family members. Bobby Chris is due to come into a large inheritance this year from the Whitney Houston estate, but she recently married her play brother, Nick Gordon, without making him sign a prenup.
Surprise, surprise. Oh, well, that's on her, idiot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, the Ride Along, the new action comedy movie starring Ice Cube and Kevin Hart, is number one at the box office. It has taken in close to $42 million. The movie only cost $25 million, so that's good. They kind of doubled back the money.
Heck yeah.
There will be a sequel. Up next for Kevin Hart is the romantic comedy About Last Night, opening on Valentine's Day, February 14th, co-starring Regina Hall, Michael Ealy, and Joy Bryant. All right.
Is this a remake of Demi Moore and Rob Lowe's movie back in the 80s?
Because
it was titled About Last Night.
Oh, I don't know. Who was it back in the 80s, Demi Moore and who else?
Demi Moore and Rob Lowe.
Oh, I don't know.
So I'm just wondering. Yeah, I'm just wondering if that's a remake of it. I have to look into that one.
Yeah, could be. Well, you know, a lot of that is going on. A lot of remakes are updating certain movies. Some they shouldn't touch. Some, well.
And it is a remake.
Okay.
Yeah, they remade it. I thought so. Yeah, they remade the movie. I was like, I know I'm not going crazy because the original is with Rob Lowe and Demi Moore.
Oh, okay.
About a one-night stand, yeah.
Well, it should be good. Hopefully, look out for those preview folks as they come up. Yeah. Well, a spoiler alert, if you've been keeping up with Jay Leno, The Tonight Show, you know he's retiring, and Jimmy Fallon takes over on the 17th. Well, little spoiler alert, Will Smith will be Jimmy Fallon's first guest. Fallon is staying in New York, and that brings The Tonight Show back to the East Coast, folks, for the first time in over 40 years. When Johnny Carson had the show, he moved The Tonight Show to Hollywood full-time back in 1972. Outgoing host Jay Leno kept the show there as well. Leno's final guest will be comedian Billy Crystal on February 6th. Crystal and singer Shanice Wilson were Leno's first guests on The Tonight Show back in May 1992.
Wow, okay.
All right then, yes. Okay, and a special congratulations is going out to the Sound of Philly producers, Kevin Gamble and Leon Huff. The legendary founders of Philadelphia International Records are going to be honored at the Trumpet Awards. Actress Alfred Woodard and movie executive Devon Franklin are also being honored. The night is going to be filled with entertainment featuring Avant Raheem, Devon, Jaheim, Chrisette Michelle, Smokey Norfolk, Amber Riley, SWV, Curtis Blow, Melly Mel, and Carl Thomas. So be sure and turn in to watch the Trumpet Awards. Yes, ma'am.
That is an excellent lineup.
Isn't it? Gospel and regular. Okay. Well, then NAACP has a new home and sibling nominees in 2014. Camden, New Jersey will be represented with Tasha Smith for Better or Worse. That's one of Tyler Perry's sitcom shows that you can be seen on Oprah Winfrey's station, whatever it is, on Comcast 220 or whatever in your city and community.
Oh, OWN, yeah.
OWN, yes. Up for Best Actress in a Comedy Series, that's Tasha Smith. And her twin sister, Cedra Smith, is up for Outstanding Documentary as producer of Free Angela and All Political Prisoners, the Image Awards Honor Achievement in TV, Film, Literature, and Music, just to name a few. The Real Husbands of Hollywood and For Better or Worse lead in nominations for TV, and 12 Years a Slave, Lee Daniels, The Butler, Fruitvale Station, and The Best Man Holiday are all multi-nominees in film. All right. Alicia Keys and Charlie Wilson, John Legend, and Janelle Monáe are multiple nominees in the music category. The 45th Annual NAACP Image Awards will air February 22nd. On its new home, TV1. So mark your calendars. Don't go to CBS. Go to our station. TV1 is black-owned. So mark your calendars, February 22nd for the NAACP Awards.
Right on.
Amen. Annual Grammy Awards Music's Biggest Night is happening tonight, y'all, January 26th on CBS. LL Cool J is returning as host. The highlight of the evening includes a tribute to the Beatles with Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, along with performances by Robin Thicke, with Chicago, Stevie Wonder, Nile Rodgers, Katy Perry's on board, and Taylor Swift, and also John Legend. So tune in tonight on CBS for the annual Grammy Awards hosted by Mr. LL Cool J.
All right. Love some LL.
Yes, me too. And if y'all remember the group Mary Mary, well, one of the sisters, Erica Campbell, has got a new solo gospel CD coming out. And it's called The Help, and it's due out March 24th. Meanwhile, now I kind of watched your little reality series for a minute, y'all. But meanwhile, season 3 of Mary Mary's reality show will deal with infidelity, fighting with their manager, and Erica's voice problems. The show returns to WeTV, that's WETV, on February 27th at 9 p.m. That should prove to be quite interesting.
Wow. And, you know, I didn't realize one of the sisters, her husband's white?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it showed it. One of them, it sounded like she was like, I'm tired.
Okay,
that sounded like she's...
It must be Erica, because Tina's husband is black. Because Tina got, I think, 5 kids now. But her husband is black.
It looked like it, at least in the previews, that she was going, I'm tired of being with you and dealing with you. And it was a white guy. And I said, oh, I didn't know she was married to a white man. I said, you know, do your thing. I might be wrong, but that's how they previewed it. Let me know.
Well, you know, it's been a big controversy on the Internet. Different groups and individuals discussing Erica Campbell's CD cover on her album Help, because she's in this white dress from the neck all the way down, and it's quite fitting. And she's got a beautiful shape. Sister, you got skills. I give it to you. You are beautiful, and she has a beautiful body. So they just think that that was not appropriate for a Christian to be wearing a dress like that. Well, she's fully covered, y'all, from head to toe. The only thing showing is her face and her hands. Yeah, it is a fitted dress, but she's got the shape to wear it, okay?
I didn't understand the issue either. I thought it was an appropriate dress. I mean, it's not showing her breasts out. It doesn't show her butt out. She's covered, like you said, from head to toe. Yeah, it fits her body, but I thought it was a very nice cover of her album. I didn't see, you know, what the hoopla is about, but I guess. Yeah, very conservative people, so.
Ain't that the truth? Yeah. But it's. I think the album's nice. I just was clowning her about the weave. The weave is all the way down to her butt. I was like, well, go on with it then. Some horses run around crying. Okay, well, Oprah Winfrey and Brad Pitt are joining forces for the movie Selma about the birth of the civil rights movement. Pitt is one of the producers of the 10-time Oscar-nominated movie 12 Years a Slave. Whoa, I didn't know that. I didn't either. And The Mighty O turned in a brilliant performance in the $100 million box office blockbuster Lee Daniels' The Butler. Well, get on, Brad Pitt. Thank you. Wow, I didn't know that he did that.
I didn't either. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, in 1984, he rescued NBC from their last place. Does anybody know who this is? Standing in the television ratings, and now 30 years later, NBC is betting on who? You got it, the cause again, Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby's 76 years old now, y'all, and he's gearing up to return to TV with a new family sitcom. NBC has been struggling in the ratings once again, and they're hoping Cosby and his former The Cosby Show producing partner, Tom Werner, can give the network the same rating magic. That show tied at then all-time ratings record by staying number one for 5 years in a row from 1985 to 1990. Well, go ahead, Bill Cosby. Stayed number one for 5 years. It also boosted the ratings for the then-struggling sitcoms Family Ties, Cheers, and Night Court, which all began to finish second, third, and fourth in the ratings when they aired after The Cosby Show. Cosby and Werner also co-produced the number two rated spinoff, A Different World. Well, I knew that. I knew Cosby was doing that. This time out, Cosby will play the head of a multi-generational family. The series is still in the development stage. Well, I wish you the very best, Mr. Bill Cosby, and definitely congratulations.
Definitely.
You might be the one, yep.
Welcome back.
All right. And in more NBC news, the network has decided, y'all, not to do a reboot of the TV classic Murder, She Wrote. Now, there's been controversy going back and forth, and, of course, Angela Lansbury was not having it. So the original TV drama aired on CBS from 1984 to 1996. Also, I want y'all to know that's one of Chabonet's favorite shows. And it starred Angela Lansbury. Lansbury publicly expressed not being happy with the idea of a remake. Oscar winner Octavia Spencer was set to star.
Good. I'm glad they didn't remake it.
Yeah, I know. That's one of your favorites.
It is. It's a good show. And, you know, some of these shows shouldn't be touched. Just come up with your own idea.
There you go. Your own creativity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Come on, people. We have all this talent in this country, and we're still remaking everything. Come on.
I know. That's right. Well, a couple of more announcements. Ellen DeGeneres, I hope I'm pronouncing your last name right, or I'll just say Ellen, will return as host of the 86th Annual Academy Awards, set to air Sunday, March 2nd on ABC. Also, Wayne Brady will host the 2014 BET Honors. The show airs February 24th. I know, isn't that good?
That is. He's a good host. That's going to be a good show.
Mm-hmm. Word has it he and Chili, Scoop from TLC, are now dating. But her spokespeople say they're just friends. Brady, 41, is divorced with a young daughter, and Chili, 42, has a son from a previous relationship with producer Dallas Austin, and she used to date Usher. Last year, Pebbles made claims that Chili had an affair with her ex-husband, recording executive L.A. Reid. Well, you know what? Chili evidently got skills. Don't get mad.
I didn't even hear those rumors.
Now you know the rest of the story. Also, just on another note, to bring this up before I finish entertainment news, I know y'all read all this past week about Justin Bieber in Miami. I tell you, now he's in Panama. And believe it or not, y'all, he's in Panama right now with Usher. They're over there. I guess Usher trying to help him get it together. But anyway, about him acting a fool, driving, racing in his Lamborghini. I was like, somebody need to sit him down. Huh? Go ahead.
Oh, no. Yeah, he was marijuana, alcohol, and prescription pills.
Mm-hmm. And just acting, but I mean, he's getting the reputation of a bad boy or a spoiled brat, and now people are saying, "Go take your ass back to Canada." Okay.
Well, he's 19 years old, and he's 19 though. He's a multimillionaire. He's world renowned. I mean, he's just acting like a dumb kid. Now, should he be more responsible? Yes, he should. I put the blame on the parents. You know, granted, he's technically grown; he can do as he pleases, but still. I mean, rein him in. Usher, his manager, his publicist, his parents, someone, rein this child in because he's just off the chain. He's doing what a 19-year-old should be doing, just with a whole bunch of money. So they need to wake this kid up and sit him down before he ends up being a Lindsay Lohan or a Paris Hilton.
Yeah, because she sure calmed the hell down, didn't she? Paris, not Lindsay. Maybe her family pulled her coattail and told her, you better calm down. You're just getting a little bit too much bad publicity now and embarrassing the family.
Her and Nicole. Nicole slowed her butt down.
Didn't she? Got her two babies and husband. She happy. She's happy. Although I don't know. You know, the last thing that I saw her picture and read about her, she has a problem with anorexia.
No, oh, that's not surprising. She's always looked sick.
Yeah, well, she's like, they said she was down to like 98 pounds or something, and I don't know. But I guess, yeah, because they were talking about the family needed to do an intervention. She really does have an eating disorder problem.
That's too bad.
So, yeah, it is. So, now do you want me to take a break, or do you want to go on to News of the Weird?
Let's do News of the Weird, and then we can go ahead and take a break. Just a couple of stories, not too many. News of the Weird are true crazy stories that take place around the world. So we're going to start off with Robert Burke, 55 years old, was convicted of a DUI in Sanera, Ontario in October, but continued to deny the charge. He admitted he had four beers on the day of the traffic stop, but said the breathalyzer result was misleading, because he had recently poured alcohol into his ears to test his theory about how Jesus healed the sick. Burke was acting as his own lawyer. People, please do not pour liquor in your ears. That it does nothing. Okay, bottom line, it does nothing.
That's so stupid. Stupid. Okay, go ahead, shout.
The mother and other relatives of William Mandina, 24 years old, said they felt hurt by the public's comments suggesting that Mandina and his partner in the November Reading, Pennsylvania, armed robbery were thugs. William was a family man with no old big hard criminal, his mother said. The two robbers, armed and wearing masks, were gunned down by a Cricker's Corner customer who said he feared the worst when he saw the robbers leading a store employee at gunpoint into a back room. A Medina cousin said he deplored people taking the law into their own hands. Really? But it was your cousin robbing the store.
Thank you.
Makes no sense whatsoever. And you're offended because they were called thugs? That is a thug. Your son's a criminal. Gosh. Anyhow, celebrity ironies. Number one, in December, California Appeals Court endorsed actor Tippi Hedren's victory, suing the lawyer who had earlier failed to win compensation for her from a 2006 studio accident. In Hedren's famous movie role, she was attacked by birds in Alfred Hitchcock's iconic film, and in 2006 had been clobbered by following scenery caused by birds nesting in an attic over a stage. Really? Are you serious? So from her doing the birds and then having something of a bird's nest falling on her, she was entitled to a lawsuit, I guess. A man who won a Hollywood raffle to watch the finale of Breaking Bad with cast members was arrested in Fort Myers, Florida in January and faces his own intel-to-sell drug charges. 2 weeks earlier, unrelated to the show or the raffle, a man with the same name as the show's prognatist, Walter White, was sentenced to Billings, Montana for 12 years in prison on drug charges. People, Breaking Bad is a television show. Stop trying to live it as a reality.
Thank you. Too much information.
No, it's not. Let it be. And too much information. Arvind Kejriwal, fresh from his electoral victory as chief minister of the state of New Delhi, India, was to report to work on Monday, December 30th, to begin fulfilling his anti-corruption administration, one that promised transparency to make government visible to constituents. However, the transparency of his first public announcement was perhaps over the top, that he was taking the day off because of a bout of diarrhea. Said a colleague, quote, when the chief minister gives you a minute-by-minute update on his bowel movement, hail democracy. End of quote.
We don't need to say that much, people.
That was just too much information.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was. And for our least competent criminals, according to a police report, Tevin Monroe, 31 years old, walked into a McDonald's in Norfolk, Virginia, in December to inquire about a job. asked the manager for an application and was told that the form was available online and that he should go download it. The manager's response left Monroe dissatisfied, and he lifted his shirt to show the manager the gun in his waistband. The manager quickly located a paper application from Monroe, but also discreetly summoned police who arrived and arrested Monroe while he was filling out the application.
I know you got a job back there. Bring that application out here.
You see, the man was trying to better himself, and he got arrested. What's wrong, people? What's wrong? Just give him the paper application. He should have to pull a pistol on you to fall for a job. Come on. You shouldn't get pistol whipped for an application. Oh, only in Norfolk, Virginia, folks. Norfolk, Virginia. I am done.
Funny.
And then a University of Alabama football fan, Adrian Brisky, 28 years old, was charged in December with the fatal shooting of 36-year-old woman, also a Bama fan, at a post-game gathering in Hoover, Alabama, to commiserate over the team's last second loss to arch rival Auburn. According to the victim's sister, Brisky was angry at the woman because she was insufficiently distraught at the game's outcome. Really, people? Really? She wasn't mad
really?
Enough for you? So you felt you had to take her life? Come on, folks. That's just, that's way overboard. Way, way overboard.
What, did he shoot her or something?
Yeah,
he
shot her and killed her. He shot and killed her because she wasn't angry enough at the loss of Auburn's game.
Oh, my God. That's
yeah,
stupid.
Excuse me, Alabama's game. They're lost to Auburn. I mean, wow. You know, that's like if the Huskies lose to the Cougars and a Husky fan kills another Husky fan because they were not that upset over the loss. Really? Come on, people. That's wow. Prayers go out to this victim. They didn't tell her say her name, but her family over that loss. That's stupid. I hope Mr. Brisky does plenty of time for that one.
Yep.
Just ignorant. And that is the story of the news of the weird. So let's take a break.
Okay. Sounds good to me, darling. We'll be back just shortly before you know it. So don't go nowhere. Stay right where you're at. And we'll be right back. Supposed to be music playing. I don't know why. Isn't that strange? You don't even hear it, do you?
No, I don't.
No, I don't either.
I hope the show's recording.
I do too. The shop is just going on and on. The music isn't even starting. You know how they'll start up?
Mm-hmm.
It won't even do that. What is wrong with I hope we were on the air today, too. Yeah, look it. They're all circling. I tried to use some other music. Okay, you know what, honey? Let's close out this show today because I'm trying to do music and there's nothing. I can hear like something in the background. I got three circles going and no music coming out.
Oh, okay.
You know, let's just close the show out for it. It's 3:30. We've at least done a half an hour, so. Let's just close it out. And, folks, if you were able to hear the show, I'm sorry, but we are having technical difficulties with Blog Talk Radio. So if you were able to listen to us for the first 30 minutes, I appreciate you hanging in there with us. And next week, believe me, when we come on Sunday, everything should be fine. So with that, we're going to close the show out. And, Shab, thank you so much for producing today.
Oh, you're welcome. And ladies and gentlemen, if you were able to hear the show, thank you for supporting us, and we'll see you next Sunday.
There you go. All righty.